Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Gina Rossi Scheiman with Guardians for New Futures, a nonprofit advocate organization supporting the Guardian Ad Litem program. Their fourth annual Angel Gift Drive is underway. GFNF is seeking individuals and organizations to help sponsor a child in need this holiday season. Gina, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Hi, thanks for having me, Drew.
These children, Gina, they're part of the Guardian Ad Litem program, which means they've been taken away from their parents, correct?
A lot of the children, once they enter the dependency system in Florida and they start beginning the court process, are removed from their home. Some can remain in the home if the parents have goals that they're working on, but generally they may be removed from the home and might be staying with relatives or friends or in foster care or some kind of group home.
So the kids will provide a list of things that they would like?
Yeah, what we do is our guardians have the children fill out a wish list, and then anybody can call our office or go to our website, and you can get the list of a child. You'll have the child's name, the age, and what they wish for. It could be clothing. Sometimes for our babies, we ask for, you know, diapers and really items that they need, and children will write a few things down that they want. There's no limit. There's no minimum or maximum. You know, we make sure that all the kids are provided for. And families a lot of times might sponsor one child. It's an activity that they get their children involved in the spirit of giving. And they make this child's wish come true. We wrap up the gifts really beautifully and we get them delivered. And so the kids really have a nice holiday morning.
And how many children will you help out this holiday season?
Last year, we provided gifts for 900. In the past 3 years, we've provided gifts for about 2,500 kids. We provide gifts for all of the children in need.
You were mentioning the website. Let me go ahead and give that right now, and I'll mention it again at the end of the program. It's GFNF, the number 4, kids.org. I'm speaking today with Gina Rossi Scheiman with Guardians for New Futures. How do the gifts get to you? Are there drop-off points?
Folks who sponsor a child can drop off the gifts at any of our drop-off points in the counties, and you will find that on our website. Also, the Guardian Ad Litem Program Office. And if somebody doesn't want to sponsor a kid but would like to donate gifts, any type of gift from a child 0 to 18, they can drop those off at any of the drop-off points, and we will make sure that they get to a child in need.
And I imagine you'd accept cash as well?
Yes, we take cash. You can donate through our website. There's a PayPal option. We also take a lot of gift cards. Some of our older kids like to have gift cards. They need clothing. And, you know, they don't ever have the opportunity to really shop for themselves. So we notice that's a hot item. That's a very easy thing to drop off at a drop-off center, and we'll make sure it gets to a needy child.
Are you always looking for new guardian ad litems?
We're always looking for guardian ad litems in all four counties. These are volunteer advocates who are appointed by the court to look after the best interest of the children in dependency. There's training classes about once every other month. And if you ever are interested in becoming a GAL, you can actually stop by the program office on any Friday, talk to the staff there, and let them kind of get a sense of what you're looking for. We have about 1,400 kids in dependency on the Treasure Coast, so we're always looking for people to advocate for them.
I've been speaking today with Gina Rossi Scheiman with Guardians for New Futures. If you'd like to help out with their fourth annual Angel Gift Drive, just go to their website, GFNF, the number 4, kids.org. Gina, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings, and happy holidays.
It was my pleasure, Drew. Thank you.
If you're involved in an area not-for-profit, and you have a fundraising or community outreach event coming up, and you'd like to be featured on Treasure Coast Happenings, simply go to our website, wqcs.org. Click on Contact Us, and you'll see a link to Treasure Coast Happenings. Until next time, I'm Drew Mello.